Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
What a blessing. Can you just lift up your voice and pray a bit? Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord and ask God to speak to you today. Lift up your voice and pray. Kabare mo shataya baba. Zeke tele mo kosataya baba bare atasata. Zekataya ndere mo sataya ndere besikataya ndere baba baba baba. Zeke tele meni no kosataya ndere besikataya ndere besikataya dada. Sataya ndere mo sokotoya baba baba. Commit yourself into the hands of God and ask God to speak to you today in the name of Jesus. Makasuka tala baba baba baria. Oh rakata santa yandere bo sokoto ya baba baba baba. Ikata yandere bo sakata ya baba baba baba. Oh rakata yandere bo sakata la baba baba. Ori yandere bo sakata ya baba baba baba. Oh yes Lord, we thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. Thank you for a beautiful day as today. We are in your presence. We pray and commit ourselves into your hands. We ask, Father, that you come and bless us today. Let your word bring an impartation. Let your word strengthen us today. I pray for myself and I ask that Holy Spirit, let it be about you. Use me to bless your people today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and please be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for today and I'm grateful to God for my life and for the opportunity to be alive. Amen. I am not the most anointed in this church. I am not the most skillful or whatever. But the reason why I'm standing today is not about qualification. It's just by the grace of God. And I appreciate that. Hallelujah. Amen. I also want to thank God for the life of my pastor. As I always say, I have only one pastor. Some of us, we have pastors. You have a pastor when you have headache. You have a pastor when you have stomach ache. You have a lot of pastors, but I have only one pastor, and that is Pastor John. Hallelujah. Pastor, thank you for believing in me, and thank you for the opportunity to share the word of God with God's people today. Hallelujah. I also thank God for the life of Mama Dorothy, our first lady. Amen. Mommy, good to have you, and it's good to see you today. Then also want to thank God for the life of my special wife. She's not here, but I'm sure she's watching online. Hansi, where is my camera? Is it this one? Are you watching online? How are you? Good to see you. All right. Amen. All right. That's just by the way. Mrs. James, yes, and all the pastors here. Pastor Joe, good to see you. I'm humbled this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the month of April for us as a church is about Easter and the resurrection power. Amen. Is the word Easter or Esther? Someone always tell me, Charlie, greet your wife for me. Greet Easter for me. So I've been confused. Esther is the name. Then Easter is about Jesus. Okay. All right. Thank you. So the month of April for us as a church is about Easter and the resurrection power. And I believe in this month, Pastor took his time and taught us a lot about the cross. Hallelujah. And today, I also want to stay in that line to share about the resurrection power and to share about the cross of Jesus. Amen. There's a song ringing in my spirit. Say, oh. My heart sings, oh, 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 My heart sings, oh, oh, oh. How can I describe?
How can I describe a God that sings?
How can I explain?
How can I explain
a love that is unexplainable?
A love that is unexplainable.
I'm lost for words.
My heart sings so. My heart sings so.
Hallelujah. On Wednesday, Pastor was preaching and he shared a story with us about a young girl who used to be a maid and was serving, a very rich woman. And this young girl was very hardworking and she did everything that she could to please the madam. And before the madam passed or died, she signed a will, or she wrote a will, isn't it? And in the will, she gave most of her things to the young lady. And fast forward, Pastor explained that this woman died, and the family of the woman came around and they started looking through things to know if the woman has left some will and how they are going to share the things. You know how it is when people die, people are always looking for the will. So when they came, they couldn't find any. But before the woman died, she gave the will to the young girl. And the young girl doesn't know what it does because she was not educated. So in her mind, her madam has given her something nice, but she doesn't know what it is. And at the end of the day, this young girl was sacked out of the house because I believe the woman's family came around and they sat there and they didn't treat her nicely. She used to live a very good life, but she left and went to the village and out to be in some kiosk and try to find her fate. Now, he explained to us that the lawyer that wrote the will knew that, no, this woman, before she died, she wrote a will. And there must be something. So this lawyer was looking for the girl, and by the grace of God, went to where she was and found the girl living in a very, funny place. And as the lawyer was talking with her, the lawyer realized that there was something framed and was hanged on the wall. So when the lawyer looked at the thing that was hanged on the wall, he realized that that was the will that everybody was looking for. So the lawyer was amazed that, oh, young girl, this is what everybody is looking for. How can you are keeping the thing? And she says, oh, I don't know what it was. The only thing I knew is that my madam gave me something. And for me not to forget my madam, why not? Let me put it on the wall. And she's right, because she doesn't want water or any other thing to come and take the thing away, because that thing is very precious to her because it's from her madam. Then the lawyer brought her, and when they read the will, they realized that everything that the madam possessed is for the young lady. But this young lady was living in somewhere, and she didn't know that she has to live in the reality of that will. Ladies and gentlemen, most of the time, we Christians, sometimes when we talk about the resurrection power of God, we don't really understand it. We think that it is just, when we talk about Easter and the resurrection power of God, we think it's just about Christ rising from the dead, and that is all it is.
But talking about the resurrection power, we must understand that the resurrection power must be a power that works in every Christian's life daily. Hallelujah. So this young lady, even though she was rich in a certain sense, but she was not walking in the reality of the richness. Hallelujah. Recently, a friend of mine called me. The wife was not happy with him. And the reason be that when I called the wife, the reason was about light, this light that we see. And it was really a very serious argument. So I asked the lady, that was a problem. He says that your friend, I don't know, maybe he's an occult. But I told her, no, I don't think my friend is an occult. She says that your friend, when he's in the room, he doesn't want you to switch on the light. So he can be in the room will be dark and he's there. The hall, when he's watching television, no light. Like the guy is just living in the darkness. So I called him. I said, oh, my buddy, Charlie, maybe what do I feel the toko? We will feel boba. What be the reason? And he explained to me that growing up, he used to be in the darkness. They were not used to light. Where they used to live was a very remote area. There was no light and all that. So now that God has prospered him, and he can afford light and buy light and switch it on, he was still living as though he cannot buy light or switch the light on. Because he explained to me that those times, if you don't know, you go and just switch light anyhow. The way the father will slap you, eh? So even though now he can buy light and buy it more in abundance, but he's not living in the reality. He's still thinking in the old way. That is what happened to most of us as Christians. That Christ came, he died on the cross for you and I, and we have to live in the reality of the resurrection. But most Christians don't live in the reality of the resurrection. And this morning, I want to take my time and explain to you, the title of my message is Living in the Reality of the Resurrection. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Living in the reality of the resurrection. All of us seated over here today must get to that point where when we talk about the resurrection power, we have to live in the reality of the resurrection. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. You have to be fast with me, please. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. He said, ye then be risen with Christ. Lift up your right hand with me. Say, I am risen with Christ. Say it again. I am risen with Christ. He said, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. So we have to understand that as people of God, we are risen with Christ, and our life is hidden with Christ in God. That is something that all of us must get to a point and walking in the reality of the resurrection. Romans chapter 6 verse 4. Help me, Jesus, to preach. Romans 6 verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you that if you are here, you are not yet baptized, is something very, very important in your Christian walk. Don't joke with it. So after church, as Liz explained, please see Uncle Aoche. Okay, Miss Aoche. Apostle Aoche. Yes. He's the apostle of SFRF, not apostle of Jesus Christ. So see him and let's work on that. So he says that therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised upon the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. So God or Jesus dying on the cross is not just something that you have to think about. It's not just Sunday or Resurrection Sunday, you wear white and come and dance and all that, but you have to live in the reality of the resurrection. So the two scenarios that I gave you about the lady, the story pastor told us, and my friend who could afford the light, couldn't own it, was not living in the reality of the situation. Even though he could afford the light, but he was not living in the reality. Light was not the problem. Hallelujah. And I want to take my time to explain to you, what does it mean to walk in the reality of the resurrection? Number one, to walk in the reality of the resurrection is to understand that you are risen with Christ. Hallelujah. To walk in the reality of the resurrection is for you and I to understand that we are risen with Christ. And I say that you are risen with Christ. Declare with me, say, I am risen with Christ. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. And understand that as you are seated over here, you are risen with Christ. I am risen with Christ. Ephesians chapter 2. Let's read from verse 5 to 6. Ephesians chapter 2. He said, even when we were dead in sins, okay, had quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we should understand that as we are seated over here, we are risen with Christ. So you cannot live a life where things are dead in your life. You should believe God that that business cannot die. You should believe God that that marriage cannot die. You should believe God that that relationship cannot die, because you are risen with Christ. The scripture says in Colossians chapter 3, he says that we are risen with Christ. Imagine someone who is dead. He was buried. Then by the grace of God, he was resurrected. Then instead of the person to leave the cemetery, the person is still living in the cemetery. That is the sad truth of most Christians. We like died with Christ. We've been buried with Christ, but we are resurrected with Christ. Why are you still living in the cemetery? It's dead people who live in the cemetery. If you are alive, you need to come out and live in Bethele or live in Ablekuma. Yes, you cannot be in that cemetery there. Awudome Cemetery. What are you doing there? You are living and you are in Awudome. Once you have to come to Trazako and enjoy the life that Christ has prepared for you. And this morning, I want you to understand that you have to walk in the reality of the resurrection by understanding that you are risen with Christ. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. I am risen with Christ. I am risen with Christ. There are things that you have to, you know, not accept in your life. Don't accept anything dead in your life. Don't accept it. Refuse it. The Bible says that we are risen with Christ. Please, you cannot live in the cemetery. You are alive. Hallelujah. Yes, you are alive. So if you are here with a dead business, understand that my business is risen with Christ. If you are here with a dead marriage, understand that that marriage is risen with Christ. If you are here with a dead educational background, understand that your educational background is risen with Christ. If you are here with your pocket being empty, a dead pocket, understand that your pocket is risen with Christ. I said that you are risen with Christ. Put your hands together. Let's celebrate Jesus. Yeah. You are risen with Christ. Hallelujah. Number two, living in the reality of the resurrection. Living in the reality of the resurrection. Number two, you have to walk in the newness of mind. For you to be able to live in the reality of the resurrection, my brother and my sister, you have to live in the newness of mind. Newness of mind. Colossians chapter 3, let's read from verse 2. Newness of mind. Newness of mind. He said, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Anybody who is risen with Christ, anybody who wants to live in the reality of the resurrection, must understand that your affection must be set on things above, not on things on this earth. Renew your mind. Most of us, we walk through this earth as though this is our home and this is where we are going to be forever. You don't think about heaven. You don't think about things that are above. But Bible says that our affection will be on things above, not on things on this earth. Do you think about the things of God? If you don't think about the things of God, I want to explain to you that you are not living in the reality of the resurrection. Yeah. Sometimes it's sad the way we approach the things of God. The way yourself come when you are going to work. The way yourself come when you are doing other things. Yourself doesn't come when you are doing the things of God. And that's what Paul said in Philippians chapter 2 verse 21. Philippians chapter 2 verse 21. He said, for all seek their own, not the things which are of Jesus Christ. For all seek their own, not the things of Jesus Christ. We have to understand that for us to live in the reality of the resurrection, we have to seek the things of Jesus Christ. We have to renew our mind. Don't just think about this earth. Don't just think about this earth. Know that you are passing by. One day you will leave this earth. One day you will face your Father in heaven. And he will ask you questions. The messages that you have heard, what have you done with them? It's sad that as you are here, you don't think about heaven. No, you don't think about facing God one day. You don't think about going to give God an account of your life. The only thing you think about is this earth. Is this earth? That's why you hear people say, in heaven there is no beer, so we are drinking all the beer. Hey! There's no beer in heaven, so you are drinking all the beer. Ha! You have to renew your mind. Tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, renew your mind. Renew your mind. Renew the way you think. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We must not be conformed to this world, but we must always transform ourselves by the renewing of our minds. Renew your mind. Understand that Christ came to die for you. Renew your mind. You cannot live in fear all the days of your life. Reject fear. Amen. Yes, you have to understand that you are a child of God. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You have to understand that no, you know, plan of the enemy against your life can succeed. Understand it. Renew your mind. Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? You are just afraid of everything. Like you don't even know what to do. You are living in fear. You are always perplexed. You don't, like, you are afraid. But Christ paid the price on the cross. Hallelujah. I said he paid the price on the cross when he said it was finished. So renew your mind. Amen. Renew your mind that you will not die. Yeah. I was talking to somebody, and this person all the time, somebody want to kill him. And the person too, sorry to say, it's not that you are a very gay person, you and I, oh, we are on the same level, but all the time somebody want to kill him. You have to renew your mind. Nobody can kill you. Bible says that your life is in Christ and is hidden in God. Your life, oh, when you take your life, give me that scripture, Colossians chapter 3, is it verse 2 or verse 3? Let's read it. Where your life is, where your life is. Colossians, oh, thank you Jesus. Colossians, he said, number one, verse one, in whom I hid all, no, give me Colossians 3, yes, verse 2. 3:2. Give me one. Let's read it from the one. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 3. That's what I'm looking for. For ye are dead, and your life, look at your life, as you are here, your life is hid with what? Christ. Not just that, though. In Christ, then in what? God. If the devil is looking for you, he must go and look for your life in Christ first. Eh? Your life, or as you are here, your life. The devil must first of all look for your life in Christ first. If he's able to defeat Christ, I'm wondering, then he must now go to God before they can find your life. And you are afraid that somebody can kill you. Please stop it. You need to live in the reality of the resurrection, and you must renew your mind. Put your hands together for Jesus. You must renew your mind. You will not die. You will do well. Sickness will not kill you. Your children will not kill you. You cannot live in fear. Yeah, you cannot live in fear. You cannot live in fear. Reverend says that your wife will not kill you. Say amen. Amen. And your husband will not kill you. Renew your mind. Hallelujah. Number 3. Living in the reality of the resurrection. Number 3 is that you have to understand that your old man is dead. Your old man is dead. Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 is here. For ye are what? Dead. And your life is hid with Christ. In God. Your old man is dead. Understand it. Live in this reality as a Christian. You know, where the problem is that most Christians think, you know, your old life, God is not perfecting your old life. But understand that your old life is dead. That is it. Most Christians think that God is perfecting our old man. Which old man is there? The old man is dead. So what are you perfecting? So when you are in the world and you come to Christ, and maybe you used to smoke, if you come, you are no more a smoker. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. That attitude is dead. It has to go. As simple as that. You know, get this revelation. We struggle with a lot of things because we think that, Pastor, I'm working on it. Pastor, you are still humanizing. You came to Christ, you received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You are still humanizing. Your mind is like, oh, Pastor, I'm still working on it. No, but have that revelation in your mind that my old life is dead. It's dead. Dead people don't respond to things. Dead people don't respond to things. Hallelujah. Yeah. Have you seen a dead person responding to something before? If right now you should insult me, I can respond. Because I'm alive, I can hear you. But if I should die and you come to my funeral and say, oh, James Cryer, look at his big head. I cannot respond. I'm dead. That is a reality. I will not respond. Amen. I will not respond. You know, people insult dead body. One day I went for a funeral and people were chatting. They were insulting the dead body. I was surprised. So, I was surprised. Oh, like people can insult and insult dead body. I'm sure that dead body could have responded. But the dead body, the person is dead. Either Nini, Yefe, or whatever you are saying, the person is dead. I am dead to sin. I am dead to fornication. I am dead to smoking. I am dead to humanizing. That is what you have to understand, and that is what you have to live in. It is dead. Why are you still struggling? Dead people don't respond to this. You are still responding to sin. As you are in Christ, you gave your life to Jesus. There are certain things that you have to tell your mentality. This thing, like, I'm not perfecting it all. No. Are you getting the revelation I'm giving you? You are not perfecting the thing. It's not that the thing is dead and you are trying to perfect it. The thing is dead. Yeah. When we're young, one of the things that we used to say, when you want to beat us and all that, we'll hide. Then if they say, oh, tell your mother will beat you and all that, because like we are used to beatings and all that, we'll tell the person that Kabri mona pape de kuto. In other words, a dead goat is not afraid of a knife. Yeah. Oh, Charlie, if your mom catch you, oh, Charlie, Kabri mona pape de kuto. A dead goat is not afraid of a knife. I'm dead. Understand that your life in Christ, the life that you are living, is dead in Christ. And understand that that sin problem is dead before you came to Christ. It's not dead. You are not performed. You are not perfecting it. Stop perfecting it. It's dead. Yeah. Most people, we are easily offended. If you come to Christ, one of the things that you have to understand, you have to, your life is dead to offense. That's why in the church, when someone offends you, don't take it at hand and leave the church. Hallelujah. Our life must be dead to offense. Whatever you do to me, Charlie, it's okay. Let's move on. That is life. So anyone who is offended, leave church and say all kinds of things. Understand that you are not walking in the reality of the resurrection, where your life is dead. I don't respond to offenses. I don't respond to sin. I don't respond to whatever you are saying. Now I have a new life in Christ. Give me Romans chapter 6 verse 6. I have a new life in Christ. That life is dead. He said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. I wish somebody can get this into your spirit. He said that your old man, that old man that used to steal is crucified with Christ. That old man that used to fornicate, the Bible says that is crucified with Christ. That old man that used to lie, the Bible says that is crucified with Christ. That old man that used to do all kinds of things, the Bible says that is crucified with Christ. And he says that the body of sin might be what? Destroyed. That henceforth you should not what? Serve sin. Lift up your right hand with me. Say, I am new in Christ. I am living in the reality of the resurrection. I will not serve sin. Say, I will not serve sin. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. One day I had a brother and he called. He says, oh, Pastor, I'm struggling. The smoking is not going. Now I'm in Christ. I want to stop. It's not going. And one day I was there and I called him. I said, do you know something? The reason why the smoking is not going is because you are thinking that you are perfecting yourself. Then I said, now let me give you a revelation. Have it in mind that life is dead. Now you are a new person in Christ. Hallelujah. That is why you see somebody may say something about, oh, you two, you are in Christ. You that you used to do bad things, you that you used to steal, you that you used to smoke. Let them understand that old life is dead in Christ. Yes, I used to smoke. Yes, I used to drink. Yes, I used to fornicate. Yes, I used to steal. But understand that now that I am in Christ, my life is crucified with Christ. My old man is crucified with Christ. And henceforth, I do not serve sin. Hallelujah. My sins has gone.
Once I was a sinner, saved by grace. Once I was a sinner, saved by grace.
I said, my sins
have gone far away. Jesus has taken my many sins away. Once I was a sinner, saved by grace. Once I was a sinner, saved by grace.
Yeah. Understand it. Walk in this reality. No, you cannot struggle with sins again. Understand that that thing is dead. You are not perfecting it. I am not perfecting my old character. My old character, my old life is dead. I have a new life. What is there to perfect? There's nothing there. I used to do certain things, but now that I am in Christ, there is nothing. If you look at my history, and now that I am in Christ, there's nothing to follow. I am new in Christ. Hallelujah. That is what it means to walk in the reality of the resurrection. Number four, we are about to close. Are you enjoying the message? Number four, to walk in the reality of the resurrection is to understand that you have to walk in the newness of life. Is to understand that you have to walk, or we have to walk in the newness of Christ. That is what it is to walk in the reality of the resurrection is to walk in the newness of Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in, read it with me, walk in what? Newness of life. That is what it means to walk in the reality of the resurrection. You are walking in the newness of life. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, a popular scripture. You are walking in the newness of life. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Understand this and walk in the newness of life. Your life is a brand new life. Hallelujah. I said your life is a brand new life. You have to walk in that newness of life. You have to walk in that newness of life. Yes, that is what it means to walk in the reality of the resurrection. To walk in the newness of life. You are new. Amen. Lift up your right hand with me. Say, I am new in Christ. Say, I am new in Christ. Hallelujah. So your life must depict a life of change. Your life must depict a life of His grace. You must walk in that newness. Your Christian walk must change. The way you used to talk, it must change. Oh yes. The way you used to insult everybody must change. You are walking in the newness of life. My old me, I used to insult, but my new me, I don't insult. That shows that you are walking in the reality of the resurrection. Newness of life. Hallelujah. Great change since I met God. Is that how they sing it? Great change. It all said great change
since I met God.
Go ahead and sing it.
Great change
since I met God. Great change since I met God. Great change since I met God. It all said great change since I met God.
The things I used to do. Why are you not singing that part? Don't spoil the message.
The things I used to say.
Hey!
I say them no more. The things I used to do.
I do them no more.
There's a great change since I met God.
You must walk in the newness of life. You have to now make choices that align with your new identity. Yes, it's very important. You have to now make choices that align with your new identity. Your old identity may have some choices, but now that you are in Christ, you must now make choices that align with your new identity. Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah. You can't go to the bid and say, "Oh, media, I'm just taking Smirnoff. Smirnoff there is 5%. What are you talking about? Oh, I'm just taking Smirnoff. No. Oh, that is small beer, dear. You know, something small for the stomach. No. No. You used to take one thought when you are coming to eat Banku. And now that you are in Christ, you have to make decisions that align with your new identity. So you don't go to one thought again to come and eat Banku. You pray in the Holy Spirit and say, "Holy Spirit, open my stomach to be able to eat this Banku. Open my stomach to be able to eat this Banku." And you eat it. You see that you start going fatter and fatter and fatter. And fresh. Walking in the newness of life. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let your life show visible transformation. That is what it means to walk in the newness of life. Our behavior must reflect Christ, not the old nature. Our decisions should reflect the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Our speech should reflect life, not negativity. Very important. Hallelujah. Number 5, and I'll close with this. Living in the newness of Christ. You see, resurrection, it must be seen. Hallelujah. It's not just about Jesus. The resurrection must be seen in you. It's not just belief. Most people just believe the resurrection, but the resurrection must be seen. As I'm here, I believe in the resurrection. So when you see me, you should also see the resurrection in me. It must be seen. It's not just belief. Number 5. Walking in the newness of life is to walk with the mind that with God all things are possible. Walking in the newness of the resurrection is to walk with the mind that with God all things are possible. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. He is not here, for he is what? Risen. And he said, "Come see the place where the Lord lay." That is the impossible that God did in the life of Jesus. He was dead, but when they came, the scripture said that he is not here, for he is risen. And he said, "Come see the place where the Lord lay." If God is able to raise the Son Jesus from the dead, what can God do for you? Understand this and walk in this reality, that you have to believe in the impossible for your life. You have to believe God, that God, as I am believing you, I know that I don't know how this thing is going to work for me, but I believe that with you all things are possible. That is what the angel said. He said, Luke chapter 1 verse 37, he said, "For with God all things are possible." For with God nothing shall be impossible. So understand this and walk in this newness of life. Amen. Your life must be a life of positivity. Think about the positive. Be positive. Be positive. Don't welcome negative energy. Reject negative energy around you. The energy must be positive. You must believe God for the impossible. Amen. You must believe God for the impossible. That is why it's important that you wake up and you believe God and you pray and say, "God, even this doesn't look good, this doesn't look real, but I believe you. I know that with you all things are possible." Yeah. I know that you will do it. Yeah. That is what it means when you walk in the reality of the resurrection. To believe God that he can do the impossible for you. Hallelujah. If God can raise the dead, he can restore anything in your life. Understand this. If God is able to raise the son Jesus from the dead, he can do anything at all in your life. You just have to believe. You just have to believe and tell God, God, I believe you for this. I know that you will do it. I know that with you it is possible. I know that with you it is possible. Hallelujah. Yes, that is what it means to walk in the reality of the resurrection.
Oh, nyami beye. Oh, nyami beye. Oh, beye.
I am walking in the reality of the resurrection. God will do it. He will do it. Right. He will do it. Sing it again.
Jesus,
we love you.
Now we need a obey. Era dipeye. Era dipeye. Amanesi. Oye. Obeka.
God will do it for you.
Yes, Obeka.
That should be your mindset as you are walking in this difficult world. As you are walking in this dark world, sometimes things look impossible. Sometimes you don't know where to turn to. Sometimes you think that, oh, what is happening to me? There is no way I can come out of it. But this morning, I want to encourage you that as you are walking in the reality of the resurrection, is to have the mindset that obey ye. Is to have the mindset that obey ye. Is to have the mindset that he will do it. Is to have the mindset that he will do it. I said, walking in the reality of the resurrection is when you are walking through the shadow of death and you don't know what to do. You don't even know where food will come from. You don't even know what to do again, but you have the mindset and say, oh God, you will do it for me, because I know that with you all things are possible. And as you are able to raise Jesus from the dead, I know that that my situation, you will raise it from me. I know that that my health, you are going to correct it. That is what it takes to walk in the reality of the resurrection. Don't be timid. Don't be timid. Walk as though God is your father. Have that
believe that your Father is God. Your Father is the one who created the heavens and the earth. Your Father is the one who says yes and nobody can say no. Your Father is the one who says nobody should move and nobody can move. Your Father has the heart of the kings in his heart. He said the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord, and he tenses wherever he wants to turn it. God is going to turn somebody heart towards you. You are going to walk in the impossible. Be on your feet as we close. Be on your feet as we close.
Oh, Jesus.
As every head is bowed and every eye closed. If you are here, you are not born again. You've not received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Now, I want you to understand that all the truth that I've shared with you today, the first step that you need to take to be able to walk in these realities is to first of all accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You are here, you want to say, Pastor, I want to walk in the reality of the resurrection, but I don't know Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Can you please lead me so that I can receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior? Yes, please, I can do that for you. Just lift up your right hand with me. You want to invite Jesus into your heart. God bless you. I can see your hand. Lift up your right hand with me. Can we all pray this prayer? Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you today. Thank you for dying on the cross just because of me. I know I'm a sinner. I am not righteous. Please forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me. Today, I believe and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and my personal Savior. I am born again. I am saved. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.